Fall into your cellar, he broke in. Passed out from drinking too much hooch. Woke up this morning, ate a huge fry-up, now he's on his way home.
Oh, yeah, great. That's just great. Things couldn't be any worse. Boys, you're under arrest for serving a minor. We'll come back when you can walk and stuff. Get well soon. Things couldn't be any worse.
Oh, that reminds me. Got a card from your mum. Boys, sorry I didn't make the big night. I'll drop by next week instead. Barry? Gary?
World of Pub was written by Tony Roach and based on an original idea by Tony Roach and David Specchio and starred John Thompson, Peter Serafinowicz, Phil Cornwell, Kim Wall and Deborah Stevenson. Theme music by Bill Bailey, special effects by Carl Phillips and Nick Romero. The producer was Jane Bertou.
Hello, bone marrow Bob? Yeah, dodgy Phil. Yeah, mate. I might be able to sort you out after all.
Well, let's hope they pull through, because next week will be the East End's 500th anniversary and the Queen is visiting the pub. But will Chas and Dave turn up in time?
What's so funny? Hey! What's so funny?
This week, What's So Funny is coming to you from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, because it's the place to go if you want to plan your live comedy for the autumn. Well, join me, Ed Byrne, and my guests, Craig Campbell, Alan Davies, and Joe Caulfield, to find out what tours you need to see this autumn. That's all in What's So Funny this Friday night in the Comedy Club at 10.
As if you didn't know.
Poetry 2012. The Written World.
¿Por qué decís me hacia los altos llanos? Huye mi corazón.
My name is Charo Cervantes. I come from Spain, Andalucía. My hometown is Almería. It's not a big town. It sits right on the coast, Mediterranean coast. The Arabs named Almería the mirror of the sea. And I think that describes my hometown beautifully. I had a very happy childhood and a little district of Almería, called Ciudad Jardín, very unusual because it's houses with gardens, and in Spain it's quite uncommon, that type of property. Most people live in flats, so it was a brilliant childhood with lots of freedom. this poem, written by Antonio Machado, signifies very strongly the strong ties that one has with the area they were born and the love they do have for that land. You ask me why my heart flies from the coast back to Castile, to towering raw terrains. Why near the sea and fertile fields I most yearn to be back on high and barren plains. No one chooses his love. It was my fate that one day chose to send me to grey hills, where falling snows freeze and obliterate the shadows of dead oaks, now winter still. Out of that spur of Spain, rocky and high, I bring you now, blooming Guadalquivir, a sprig of rosemary, a pungent thorn. My heart is living, yes, where it was born, but not to life, to love. The Duero near, the whitewashed wall, and cypress in the sky. This poem that Antonio Machado has written refers to Castilla, Castile, and Castile is a big region in the center of Spain. Suppose it is interesting actually that he mentions these two rivers, because rivers always signify life, don't they? So I think there's a very strong message there. One of them is in the south of Spain, Andalucía, Guadalquivir, the longest river in Andalucía. And Duero is one of the main rivers that crosses Spain and ends in Portugal, actually. For me, this signifies life. You know, water always means life. Mi corazón está donde ha nacido. No a la vida, al amor, cerca del Duero. El muro blanco y el ciprés erguido.
Poetry 2012, The Written World. Poetry 2012 is a BBC collaboration with the Scottish Poetry Library and features a poem to represent every country competing in this year's Olympic Games. For more information and to hear all the poetry, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Scotland.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, Jolene being grumpy about Kenton's surprise is the least of his problems. A blast from the past makes a surprise and unwelcome appearance.
Oh, what on earth is it? Kenton? Kenton?
Sorry?
Have you seen that guide to Rotorua? I thought I had it out this morning. I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, I think, yeah. No, yeah, here it is.
Well, you were lying on it?
Well, not lying exactly.
Yes, you were. Look, it's all creased.
Well, we've been now, Jolene. You don't need it anymore.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it as a souvenir.
Oh, sorry.
Well, how would you like if I came and messed up your book?
Hey, I said I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
Oh, typical.
Is this still about last week?
What?
What Mel said.
Well, you think you know someone.
What? Oh, how many times? It was all very different back then. It was complicated.
Well, how do you think it was for Mel?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, look, I can't talk about it now. I said I'd pick Mariel up from Taekwondo.
Well, that's not until 5:30.
Yeah, but I've got to go to the marina first to sort out this sailing trip.
What's to sort out? Thought you booked it all before we came.
I'm thinking of upgrading it.
What, like a bigger boat?
Not exactly. More like extending the trip.
What?
Well, rather than 3 nights, doing a full week.
A week?
As a surprise for Mary.
It'll be a surprise for everyone. Mel and Aidan are already taking her out of school.
Yeah, she's only 11. A couple more days won't make much difference.
Oh, what about the money? Can you afford it?
I was wondering if you might be able to...
Well, how much extra is it going to cost?
About $800 or $900.
Dollars?
No, pounds.
Oh, Kenton!
Oh, no, it's all right. I can put it on my credit card.
Were you thinking of discussing it with me?
Yeah, of course. It's just...
What? Look,
it's Mary. I want to do something with her.
But you've done plenty. Rock climbing last week, mountain biking at the weekend.
Yeah, but... They're all Aidan sort of things. She does them with him a lot. And he's good at them.
Well, and a competition.
Yes, it is. Aidan has Mary all the time. I've only got a few weeks with her. And the chances are that with the business, he couldn't spend a whole week sailing.
So you're trying to freeze him out?
I just want to do some proper bonding with my daughter.
So when were you thinking of?
Well, just adding it to the end of what's already booked.
Oh, thanks.
What?
What about going to Napier to see Lucy?
Oh.
And the little matter of visiting my ex-husband's memorial.
Was that
when... You know it was.
Well, maybe you could reschedule, do the trip before we go sailing.
Well, me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could come with you, if you want.
Oh, don't bother. You've obviously got plenty to do here.
We could eat outside tonight.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's pretty mild. What do you think, Jolene? We thought we'd eat out on the deck.
When we go sailing, you mean?
No, tonight. Outside, on the veranda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever you think.
Right.
Can I give you a hand with anything?
Oh, thanks. You can clean some potatoes if you like.
Okay.
I'll get it.
There's a brush under the sink.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll get the taters for you. Kenton said he had to swing by the marina. Wanted to talk to the guy about the charter.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Any excuse to look at boats, I reckon. Hope he hasn't got so caught up there he forgets to collect Mariel.
Yeah.
There's a bloke here, says he knows you.
G'day, Mel.
Lance!
Long time no see. Nice place you got here.
As I was a-walking down Paradise Street, way, hey, below the man down, a pretty young maiden I chanced for to meet. Oh, give me some time to blow the man down. She was round in the counter and bluff in the bow.
What does that mean?
Well, it means she was very shapely. Yeah, actually, perhaps we won't do that verse. So I telled her my flipper and I... actually, maybe not that one either. But as we were going, she said unto me...
Turn right here, Dad.
Sorry. Oh, Salisbury Street. That's named after a city in Britain.
I know. Lots of places here are.
It's got a cathedral. Very big spire, I think. And near it, there's this stone circle called Stone...
Can we sing another sea shanty?
Yeah, of course we can, Mary.
I'm really looking forward to going sailing with you.
Are you? Oh, that's good.
I can't wait.
You ready to go again? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. As I was a-walking down Paradise Street, way, hey, below the man down.
Ooh, a bit cold for a barbie, don't you reckon, darling?
No, it's lovely and warm.
Yeah, says the man standing by the grill.
Oh, there's your beer, Lance.
Oh, cheers.
Sure you don't want a glass?
No, this'll do fine.
Help yourself to more wine when you're ready, Jolene.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Mel.
Tell me more about this pub of yours, Jolene. The Bull.
Well, it's a traditional village pub. It's a pretty old building.
How old?
Oh, it dates back to the 15th century.
It's true.
Puts our buildings into perspective, doesn't it?
We reckon 100 years old is pretty ancient.
Sounds amazing. And how's business?
Well, not too bad. Got a lot of competition from the supermarkets. People drinking at home, so food's really important to us.
And you and Kenton run it together, do you?
Kenton helps out, especially since we got together, but he's got a bar in town to run. That's his proper job.
So you're both in the business then.
I can smell the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, sounds like everyone's round the back.
Here he is.
Lance.
How are you doing? You're full of surprises, mate.
Me?
Yeah, how on earth did you get a gorgeous woman like Jolene here? And this must be your daughter. G'day, Miriam.
Hello.
I'm Lance. Isn't she a beaut? Takes after her mum in the looks department.
Yeah, Lance.
That's for sure.
How do you know my dad?
And smart, too.
You know Kenton and I run a sailing business in Australia, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Well, Lance was our partner.
Yeah, sail out of Cairns. A lot of cruises around the Great Barrier Reef. Fantastic.
Ooh, sounds it.
Yeah, we all owned the yacht together. Well, us and the bank.
Why did you stop?
Well, it was,
You haven't told her then, Kenton?
It hasn't come up.
No, I bet it hasn't. Still, we had good times while it lasted. Mustn't forget those.
So, Lance, you still haven't said what brings you to Auckland.
Didn't I, Aidan? Delivery cruise.
Oh, you're still sailing then?
Skippering yachts, mate's all I know, yeah. Gorgeous 76-foot maxi. Bloke's gonna use it for offshore racing.
Oh, great.
And as it was in Auckland, I thought I'd look up old Mel. Who'd have thought Kenton would be here too, like the ghost of Christmas past?
Well, that's because I got family here.
You saying got no right to visit?
No.
Nothing wrong with looking up a friend and colleague, is there?
No, of course not.
Kenton, will you give me a hand?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to bring the salads out.
No problem.
So, Aidan, you much of a sailor?
Nah, more land-based stuff. I do some kayaking, though.
Whoa, well, that's a bit of a stunner.
I know, he just turned up out of the blue.
What the hell is he doing here?
Very good question.
So there's Kenton, just in his budgie smugglers and a pair of thongs. And it's only when the ferry pulls out, he realises he's on the wrong beach. That's a hitchhike all the way back to Cairns.
Oh, no, what's this?
Oh, it's just one of Lance's stories.
Put the glasses in the dishwasher, Mel.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it didn't happen like that at all.
It did, mate.
No, for a start, I wasn't wearing...
You think I'm making this up?
I'm not saying that.
Just believe me, I can remember all too well what happened back in those days. Like the way the business...
Lance! Can't you leave it, please?
All right. Don't want to spoil the party, do we?
And Meriel, you should be in bed by now.
No.
What is the time?
9:05.
Oh, yes.
Go on, sweetheart. Go and get ready.
Aww. Go on, and I'll come in 10 minutes.
All right.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Haru, Meriel. Good to meet you.
And you.
Yeah, night, love.
Now, don't get me wrong. I can remember the good times, too. Like the day we bought the Aurora. Walked out of the broker with the keys in our hand, straight into the first bar we could find.
Oh, I remember that.
Woke up the next morning, God knows where. Could we find the keys? Could we? Heck. And it was Kenton.
Yeah, I remember the taxi. Didn't
remember
I?
The taxi? Sweet talk the radio girl until she found the driver.
Yeah.
Got him back for us.
Oh,
yep,
yeah.
Fair dues, Kenton. You certainly got us out of the sticky stuff sometimes. Remember that Tassie bloke? What was his name? With the pit bull.
What do you mean?
No pets on board! Oh, you played a blinder there.
It was Mel pretending to be from public health and swung it.
Oh, yes. Oh, we pulled some stunts. Gotta give you that.
Yeah, if you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to make a phone call.
Forbes. That was it.
Forbes!
Oh. Okay, Kenton.
Sorry?
I'm going to ring Fallon.
Yeah, okay, give him my love. Oh. Wasn't he the one with all the bling?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Oh, and one day his bracelet broke.
Yeah, links all over the place.
Yeah, and we ended up panning for gold in the bilges.
I want every last piece of that or there'll be trouble.
Yeah, we were pretty busy all weekend.
That's good.
Yeah, although it looked like we were going to have a minor disaster on Saturday night. All the chillers and the ploughmen stopped working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dodgy connection had tripped the circuit breaker. But Reese managed to sort it.
Well, just as well they were in.
Yeah. Oh, he's been... Well, it's been great having him around.
He's a nice lad.
He is.
Yeah.
And we were pretty full up for lunches on Sunday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, the weather helps, of course.
Yeah.
So we're coping fine, Mum. Don't you worry.
Oh, I know you are, love. I trust you.
So how are things there? What did you do at the weekend?
Oh, we went to Rotorua.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Isn't it like volcanic?
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of geysers and bubbling mud pools and that.
Oh.
And we went to a Maori village.
Wow.
Yeah. We saw some traditional music and dancing.
Huh.
And we ate food that had been cooked on hot rocks in a pit in the ground.
Really?
Yeah. Hangi, they call it.
Sounds like you're having a fantastic time.
Yeah.
And, when are you going to see Lucy?
Yeah, there's been a bit of a change of plan. It looks like I might have to bring that forward.
Oh.
I'm going to ring her now after I've spoken to you.
Oh, well, I hope that goes okay.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, what was that restaurant like?
Sorry?
Well, when you rang last week, you were just going out to a... was it a Brazilian restaurant?
Oh, Argentinian!
Yeah, was it good?
Oh, yeah, lovely. You've never seen so much beef on a plate.
Awesome.
And the staff were really friendly. Even when Kenton kept making jokes about the Falklands.
He never. He's a scream, isn't he?
You turned up with a bunch of flowers and two tickets for the opera because I've been in Sydney 4 years and never gone.
Yeah, and then you hated it.
And we left at half time.
Ended up sitting in the park looking up at the bridge.
Oh.
Still one of the best nights of my life, though.
Yeah. Mm. Oh.
Oh, hi, Jolene.
I'll just set this.
Oh. Where is everyone?
Well, Lance has gone.
Back to his hotel, and Aidan's reading Mary a bedtime story.
Don't you think she's getting a bit old for that?
No, it's their thing. She asked for one quite early on when we were first going out. Does it every night now.
Huh.
You've got to get used to it, Kenton.
Yeah, I know.
Just spoken to Lucy.
Oh, yes?
She says if we want to change the date, I could go Thursday, come back Saturday.
OK, that sounds good.
I don't think it was very convenient, but... you know what she's like.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, I think I'll get an early night. Leave you to it.
I'll be up in a minute.
No rush. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. She's just a bit tired, that's all.
Okay. Well, still the same old Lance, isn't he?
Is it just coincidence, do you think?
What?
Well, the first time he picks to pay a visit is when I'm here.
Oh, yeah, gotta be. Of course it is. And the red one goes in there. Oh, you don't want the red one, Sydney. All right, have the green one instead. Oh, here's Jolene, look. Do you think she looks a bit tired? Do you?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever spent so long on a coach.
I'm surprised you didn't fly.
I did think about it, but, well, it was a bit pricey. We're spending a fair amount on this trip as it is.
Probably just as well, seeing as you had to chop and change.
Yeah, it's good of you to be so flexible, Lucy.
Well, you didn't really give me much choice.
No, well, with Kenton extending the sailing trip.
Anyway, sit down, Jolene.
Thanks.
Would you like a drink?
I could murder a coffee.
Actually, I've just made a pot of tea.
Oh, well, yeah, tea will be fine, thanks.
Was your room all right?
Yeah, lovely. It was just,
What?
Well, you know, last time I was here...
You and Dad slept there.
Yeah, seeing that photo of him.
I hope it wasn't too upsetting. I thought you'd like to be reminded of him before you see his memorial tomorrow.
I remember him all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do.
That's nice.
Just brought it all back, you know, when he went out for his run and...
I don't know what he was thinking of going running at his age.
I don't think... It wasn't the run that did it, Lucy.
It must have been hard for him.
Hard? How?
Because you were so much younger. It must have put a lot of pressure on him.
No, it wasn't like that. He was into his fitness when we first met. I mean, without his running in the gym, he might have gone sooner. You just don't know. How's Duncan?
Oh, yes, he's fine. He's doing very well at the winery. He's very busy, of course. Long hours. I don't know what time he'll be in tonight.
Oh.
But we can entertain ourselves, can't we?
Oh, yeah, that'll be lovely. Oh, could I have some sugar, please?
Oh. Duncan and I don't take it. Let me see.
Thank you.
We might have...
And you're not working at the moment?
No, but now Sydney's a bit older, I might look around. Yeah. I quite fancy something in the environmental field. Oh. That was my degree, environmental science.
Yeah, I know you studied that.
Here we are. Jolene's got a sweet tooth, hasn't she, Sydney?
Thanks. So will it just be you, me and the kids for dinner then?
So is the ball not doing very well then?
Pardon?
If you couldn't afford the flight from Auckland.
Well, wasn't I couldn't afford? No, the pub's doing great, actually.
Oh, good. I expect it's changed a lot since I lived there.
Well, no, I don't think so.
What with your line dancing and everything?
No, well, I don't do the line dancing no more, but Fallon's music nights are very popular, and we do well with the food, and I think your dad would be pleased with how we're managing.
And Kenton lives there, does he?
Yeah, he's my partner.
Partner?
Not in the business, but...
I was surprised he didn't come here with you.
No, well, he, he wants to spend as much time with Mariel as possible.
He didn't come over with Kathy, did he, when Dad died?
It was a difficult time for him. Jack's, you know, the bar, that was just about to reopen.
I can't help thinking, if it had been Dad, I can't imagine him not giving support when it was needed to his partner.
Well, I'm sorry, Mariel. Cricket's not really my game.
What is? Tiddlywinks?
well, not to play. But I do commentary, you know, 2020 style.
Well, that'll be the blind leading the blind. Well, I see that chap's thrown the round thing and the other chap with the plank thing and, oh, he's knocked over the stick thing. I say, pinchins all round.
Oh, yeah, very funny, Lance.
Oh, well, look who's here.
G'day, Mel.
You just can't keep away, can you, Lance?
Just as well. Someone's got to teach this pom how to play cricket.
Will you come and play, Mum?
Yeah, why not? Let me just...
Actually, Mel, now you're here, got a suggestion I've been wanting to make.
Yeah?
Yeah, about the sailing trip. Mary, you know you said you were really looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Well, how would you like it if, rather than going for 3 days, we went for a whole week?
Oh, yeah, can we?
Kenton, I don't know.
Oh, please, Mum.
What about school?
Oh, come on, only be an extra couple of days.
I'd make it up, Aidan. I'd work really hard, please.
No different from taking her out for a week's holiday, I suppose.
I don't think I'd be able to come along, though. Not a whole week, not with the business.
Oh, really? Well, that would be a shame, obviously, but hey... Mel and I could handle the boat, no problem.
And me, I can sail.
And it'd mean we could have a really good trip rather than just pootling around the Auckland area. Mm. Hey, I thought we could go to the Bay of Islands.
Oh, wow!
It is gorgeous sailing around there. What do you think?
Well, if you're happy...
Oh, yes! Oh, thanks, Dad.
Hey, don't mention it, sweetheart.
That'll be a great trip. You know, now that you've got a spare berth, why don't I come along? Would you like that, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Old crew together, just like old times?
Oh, no, Lance. It's only a 32-footer. It's not like the big stuff you're used to.
A boat's a boat. I'll sell anything.
Yeah, but it'll be a bit crowded on board.
Well, you're going to have five with Aidan.
Yeah, but...
What is it, two double cabins?
Yeah.
So, you and Jolene in one, Mel and Mariel in the other, and me on the settee berth. You'd be happier, wouldn't you, Hayden, with three qualified sailors on board?
No, it wouldn't hurt in case of injury or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I'm sorry, Lance. It'd be great to have you on board, of course, but I really wanted this just to be a family trip.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, it's just a thought.
I mean, you do understand.
Yeah, no worries, mate. You're going to have a great time.
It's a long... Yeah, just down here.
Thanks. These plaques all look the same, don't they?
Shame about the weather.
Oh, it doesn't really matter. Just to be able to visit, that's what's important. What?
Well, no offence, but I'm still not really sure why you want to. I mean, it's not where his ashes are scattered.
No, but this is where we said goodbye to him.
I come here a lot, obviously. But that's because this is all I've got.
I didn't find the ceremony very comforting. I really want to put that to rest.
Well, whatever you need to do. Here we are.
In loving memory of Sid Perks, beloved father of Lucy, grandfather of Matthew and Sydney, husband of Jolene.
I waited until Sydney was born before I ordered the plaque. I think Dad would have wanted both the boys to be mentioned. So even though he was on the other side of the world, he loved Matthew so much. I know he'd have felt the same about Sydney. Family ties were always so important to him. I think it just being the two of us after Mum died, that's a bond you can never break.
Yeah, Lucy? Yeah? Could you give me a minute, do you think?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Take as long as you need.
Yeah, thank you. These are for you, Sid. I miss you. Rest in peace, my darling.
Oh, dear. Think we'd better take cover, don't you?
Oh.
I expect you could do with a coffee. There's a place just down the road.
Yeah, go on, then. Trust it.
It's back the way we came.
All right.
He did an amazing job having to bring me up while running the pub as well.
Yeah, he was quite a man.
Solid as a rock. Whatever happened, I could always depend on him.
Mm.
You know, I think it's quite remarkable how you've been able to move on so quickly. It must be such a comfort.
Well, it wasn't something that either of us planned. Sort of caught us both by surprise.
You know, I suppose a guy like Kenton, well, he must be a good distraction.
What do you mean?
You know, not someone for the long haul, but a good laugh while it lasts.
Just drop your bag there. I'll take it through in a minute.
Oh, thanks, Aidan. Oh, thanks for picking me up.
No problem. It was on my way home. A tough trip?
Oh, yeah, worse than I expected.
Come on through.
Right.
Look at you.
I was young. I didn't know any better. Oh, hi, Jolene.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Hi. Good trip.
Is your phone off?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you'd know if you got my message.
We were just looking through some old photos.
Oh, let's have a look. Hey, good news about the sailing.
What's that?
Well, I've managed to extend it to the whole week.
Great.
Yes, I did.
Lance has come round to cook dinner.
To say thanks for all the hospitality I've had from you guys over the last few days.
That's good of you.
And you've come on the bus from Napier?
Yeah.
Poor thing, you must be cactus. Pass me that bottle, Aidan.
Sure.
You need to get yourself around this duress. To face up to the truth, I wait so long for the walls to crack, but I know that I will one day have you back. And the hills. No point in keeping this little drop you have it, Jolene.
Well, if you insist.
I do.
Well, you certainly know how to cook a steak, Lance.
Why, thank you. Coming from someone in the business, I'd take that as a real compliment.
Oh, it's delicious. Weren't it, Kenton?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very nice.
Right, let's clear these things.
Oh, let me do that.
No, Maddie, stay where you are. This meal was to thank you.
I'll give you a hand.
All right, I think I might allow that. I haven't got anything to thank you for, except your charming company, of course.
Are all Aussies as smooth as you?
No, I'm the only one. The other 22 million.
They seem to be getting on well, don't they?
Yeah. Well, never mind. We'll be off sailing soon.
Just digging down there.
Okay.
So, Jolene, this sailing jaunt, how do you feel about it?
Well...
Because you're not a sailor, are you?
No. I know it's going to be nice for Kenton.
It looks to me like he's kind of bumped you into it.
Well, perhaps.
Hope you realise he's not going to have a lot of time for you. Him and Mel will have their hands full just sailing the boat.
Yeah.
I did suggest I could come along, share the load a bit.
Did you?
Kenton and Mel didn't seem very keen, though. I mean, I can see their point. They don't really want a third wheel.
How do you mean?
Oh, get them on a yacht, there's no team like them. You should have seen them in the old days. Like, it was like they had telepathy or something.
Is that a fact?
Jolene?
As it's low season, I got a pretty good deal.
Oh, still, must be costing you, though.
Hey, guess what? I just had a great idea.
What's that, love?
Lance, you come sailing with us.
Oh, is this your doing, Lance?
No way. I was just saying how you didn't need me.
No, we don't. Mel and I can sail the boat.
And Muriel.
And what'll I be doing?
Well, you could just relax and enjoy the cruise.
Well, suppose I want someone to talk to.
What, you mean Lance?
Oh, yeah, prawn, she means you.
Yeah, or Mel. You should have time to enjoy it and all.
Well, we'll enjoy the sailing.
Look, Kenton, you wanted this sailing trip. I went along with it when it was just a few days. Now it's a whole week. So if you want me to come...
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, it's up to you then.
Well, if you put it like that...
I do.
Welcome aboard, Lance.
Oh, mate, I'm stoked. Fantastic. We'll have a whale of a time.
Ambridge Extra was written by Kerry Davis, directed by Peter Leslie Wilde, and produced by Sarah Bradshaw. And Ambridge Extra continues on Tuesday afternoon at 2:15 with the Omnibus next weekend.
Time was just another name for death.
This week, 4Extra brings you a moving selection of short stories.
Since last week's diagnosis, she had herself fallen out of time.
By Helen Simpson.
When you're dead, surely you don't know you're dead. That would be too horrible.
Exploring love, loss, life and death.
It would be like when you passed out. There was no memory of that afterwards.
A Bunch of Fives starts Monday morning at 11 and again in the evening at 9. Made especially for BBC Radio 4 Extra.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, a strange, eventful history. Ellen Terry and Henry Irving pair up for Romeo and Juliet and head for America. While the Americans take to Ellen, Henry's odd pronunciation baffles them. The reader is Eleanor Bron.
Of all his productions at the Lyceum up till now, Romeo and Juliet, staged in 1882, was the most sumptuous and elaborate. Ellen was not happy with her playing of Juliet, although Irving wrote to her tenderly, "Beautiful as Portia was, Juliet leaves her far, far behind. The beauty of it is bewildering." Ellen knew he had chosen Romeo and Juliet for both of them, so as to make their partnership a delightful one. Though he mesmerised everyone at the Lyceum with a power that seemed almost supernatural, he himself was mesmerised by Ellen. When he proclaimed that Shakespeare should be living to see her become his woman, he spoke from the heart. She in turn insisted that the worst thing Henry Irving could do would be better than the best of anyone else. To mark the 100th performance of Romeo and Juliet, a banquet was held on the tented stage of the Lyceum, and it was here that Ellen Terry met one of her heroines, Sarah Bernhardt. "I noticed that she hardly ever moved, Yet all the time she gave the impression of swift, butterfly movement, Ellen wrote. She was hollow-eyed, thin, almost consumptive-looking. What struck Ellen that evening, apart from Bernhard's praise of her Juliet, was that while talking to Henry, she took some red stuff out of her bag and rubbed it on her lips. Such frank making up in the 1880s was astonishing, and at dinner, in front of Henry Irving. And I liked Miss Sarah for it. On the 28th of July, 1883, Irving made a short farewell speech on stage, confirming that the company would be in America for 6 months. The crowds, among them Lily Langtry and Oscar Wilde, which gathered to see them off for America at Liverpool Docks, gave the sending off the air of a national event, like the progress of royalty. Even in America they were treated like very grand people indeed. The Americans wanted to like us, Ellen wrote, and Irving was determined to give them every opportunity for doing so. In the late 19th century, the American theatre was in many ways